a little shy when I want to record more of a ramble fap type of audio. I have all these thoughts crowding my brain, but as soon as I hit record, they just kind of go right out of the window. But I just want to talk about some things. Daddy thinks he can't help it. It's what I'm into. And I get really turned on when I think about these things. And I always find it kind of funny when I tell my friends that I'm really submissive in private, because I've been told by my friends and acquaintances that when they first meet me, I kind of give off this unapproachable energy. I've gotten words like cold, mysterious, and I've gotten mean bitch once by a very loving friend. And what usually happens is that they'll kind of be a little taken aback when they actually come up and talk to me. I think it's mostly my voice. It's very coy and soft, like they weren't expecting me to sound like that. And how I would just have this 180 degree change in my demeanor. I would kind of, like, my whole face would just light up when I'm approached. It can be a little disorienting, I guess. But usually I can be really assertive in other parts of my life, and I think that's usually where people get confused about what I'm into in private. And I'm not just speculating, I've actually had a friend tell me that they thought I would be a dummy mommy in private. But I'm really not. There isn't single dominant bone in my body. And so when I'm just by myself, I really like to think about being controlled and just the idea of letting someone else take over. because sometimes I don't want to think about things. I tend to overthink a lot. I get really restless. But I also can't really help it because I study literature, right? And I think over the years, I've kind of trained my brain to just consider a lot of things, analyze words, and read into subtexts. And so it becomes a bit of a problem when I just want to be in the moment without having to think about other things. And so that's where the control would come in. And I can just go into that really submissive state in my mind. And just having someone else to make choices for me. I think about that a lot. Wanting to be controlled and disciplined. And just getting to follow directions. And doing as I'm told. I really like the idea of being given little tasks to do every day, and they can be just really simple everyday tasks. Just helps me be a better person. And it's not so much about I can't do these things by myself, but it's more about just having that extra guidance. And the little tasks could be things like writing in the journal. So I have a little bit of time every day to reflect on certain things. Or it could be something like allotting specific time of my day to tend to daddy's needs. Just getting to have that daily routine gradually seep into subconscious, so that eventually it'll go from ticking a checklist off every day to eventually just being able to do things for daddy without me even having to think about. Expect what daddy wants me to do. do like the idea of being a well-trained pet for Daddy, because sometimes I just want to be a little puppy. It's not even about having to wear any additional accessories, but I just like the idea of being able to slip into the mentality of being a little puppy, just being all clingy and needy and whining and whimpering when I'm looking for Daddy's attention. Over my ass and took my panties up so that my little butt cheeks are exposed, and just giving me heart spanks. Sorry, Daddy. Daddy. Oh, sorry. think about this training my ass for daddy to use. Just having to wear a little butt plug. And another punishment that I have in mind is having daddy tell me that he's going to use my ass if I don't behave. I want to be told to work and help my professor out with his research, and even his finances with all the project fundings, and I want to go to cute cafes to work on my thesis. I want to spend quality time with my friends and just taking photos of pretty food and talking about all kinds of things. I want to scavenge for used books in my local bookstore. They have those dollar carts filled with used books that people bring in to donate or sell. And when I'm in the area, I'd like to just take a moment and look through them. And if I find anything that I might like to read, I buy them and bring them home with me. And I just like the idea of filling my bookshelf with a lot of used books. It makes me happy to think about that. These books are kind of getting a second chance of being appreciated for their worth. I like thinking about these things. Don't really know how to explain it, but I think it helps to empathize more with the people around me. I don't know if that makes sense, but I can, I promise it's a very genuine theoretical framework that exists. I should know because I've studied it. And aside from appreciating used books, I also want to go to art exhibitions and the farmer's market or the flea market. But at the same time, I also want to step through my front door at the end of the day and find Daddy and just kneel before him, or just sit beside him. I'm not picky about that. And just letting him unclasp my very inconspicuous little necklace and replace it with my very own little collar, and just feel the light grace of Daddy's hands around my neck, and just feeling the collar tighten around my neck as you slip the band through the little buckle. I want doesn't even have to be anything difficult. It could just be telling me that I need to go drink a glass of water because sometimes I'll forget to do that. I just thought about there's this scene in 2002 movie Secretary, starring James Spader and Maggie Gyllenhaal. I don't know if you've ever watched it, but in the scene, Maggie Gyllenhaal's character is on the phone with James Spader's character, and she's just telling him about what her family prepared for dinner, and he controlling what she eats. So he tells her that she's only allowed to have one big spoonful of mashed potatoes and four single peas. But then he ends the phone call by saying, "And as much ice cream as you want, doll." And I just thought that was really cute. But at the same time, it also turned me on a little bit when I first saw that. Just having that degree of control over someone's daily activities. Anyways, when I think about just following Daddy's instructions, sometimes my mind comes up with very domestic scenarios, like having me just kneel in the bathroom while waiting for you to come back from the gym. So I would just be sitting there with my knees kind of going red from the cold bathroom floor, sitting upright with my chin held high and my shoulders rolled back, just having the palms of my hands laying flat on my thighs. And I would just be made to wait there, kneeling in anticipation. And getting all trippy, thinking about what you would make me do when you come back from the gym. So at the moment, I'm just thinking about hearing the front door unlock and just paying attention to your footsteps getting closer and louder, and gradually the sound of the bathroom door creaking open, and you would just find me inside the bathroom, kneeling right next to the shower stall, and your top and your gym shorts and your underwear. And you would just step towards me until massage his shoulders and just helping him relieve some of that soreness and tension. His arms around me and tuck my panties down and just lift my leg and just slide his cock right against Feel that you're warm and big.